Hello there.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program. And this is your Joy of Wealthy Living radio host, Dr. Ann. Oh, and I know that you are having such a fantastic time. Today here in the United States is Independence Day. And everywhere it is the 4th of July. You know, one of the old riddles or jokes was, what country has the 4th of July? Well, every country has a 4th of July in it, but is it celebrating their independence? We here in the United States are celebrating the independence of our country for over 200 years now that we have been celebrating that momentous occasion when we separated from the British Empire back there. And here's to our founding fathers and sisters and everybody who was involved in that wonderful declaration of independence back then. Today, we have an extraordinary guest, and his name is Glenn Phillips. And what is amazing about Mr. Glenn Phillips is that he is an animal whisperer. Okay, so I'm quite sure you've heard of a horse whisperer or the ghost whisperer, and they have been made very popular in our media through television programs and in the movies and everything. But here we have an animal whisperer, and the first thing that comes to my mind is Dr. Doolittle, and if I could talk to the animals, and starting with A to chimpanzee or something or another. You're going to say, my gosh, what is going on in her head? Well, that is something that I would like to know myself. But, Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Ann.
Well, it's good to have you on the Joy Wealthy Living radio program. And
thank you.
One of the things that you are is an animal whisperer, but you're also a master energy medicine practitioner. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
So, Glenn, will you just tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about myself. Okay. When I was 49, I had my first heart attack.
Your first heart attack?
I've had at least 4 heart attacks.
Oh, my.
My first one was while I was laying in a hospital bed after having a heart cath. And that's what really saved me because there was a nurse standing next to me when that started. But I went through everything that medical science knew and was told I had a year to live, moved out to the Phoenix area, and went through a healing process to where now any test on my heart shows that, according to the test, I've never had a heart attack and there's nothing wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but in the process, I also was given the gift of hearing animals and whether they're on this side or the other side, as well as people, whether they're living or deceased. It's all part of the gifts that I was given.
Part of the gifts. So you were given more than one gift.
I was given many.
So what are some of the gifts? Part of it is the I'm thinking that it is the ability to communicate with the animals, what you're just saying, whether they're on this side or on the other side. So in addition to being able to communicate with the animals, what are some of the other gifts that you were given?
I'm also a medical intuitive with people and animals. If I and I don't have to be physically present, because a lot of my work is by phone and picture. When I hear the voice of the person I'm working with, my body becomes theirs. So I feel every emotion, every disease, every injury that they have, so I can treat it. The same talking to the human companion of any animal. When I see the picture of the animal and know the name, I can feel everything going on in the animal and hear everything that they want to say to their human companion.
Oh, my. So when you were just describing, I want to say my interpretation is being within one or attuned with another person, where you are being able to feel what is going on in their body, in their bodies and things like that. Is that what a medical intuitive is, or is it even something more deeply involved in being a medical intuitive? Could you explain that to us, please?
I can. When it first started, I considered myself to be intuitive because I could feel things. If someone had a problem with their heart, I would feel problems with my heart. But as I worked on the process of learning where each of what I call indicators are in my body, if I feel fear, my stomach knots up to show that that's fear.
Wow.
There are certain points, like a dead center in the middle of my sternum. If I feel discomfort, I'm around someone who has valley fever.
Really?
Yes. It was the learning process of where my indicators were for each either disease or discomfort that I felt. And now a lot of my work is being a medical intuitive is more seeing what it is, because when I close my eyes working on someone, I can actually see inside their body to see what part is hurt or has some type of blackness or discomfort. So that's more of what a medical intuitive does.
So is it, when you were describing various parts of your body, do they actually correlate with some of the chakras that we have?
Some of them do. Some of them have absolutely nothing to do with the chakra. That's why it was kind of a learned experience. If someone is suffering from an allergy, my forehead starts to itch, and if it's a bad allergy, it burns. If my forehead gets real hot, it means someone's running a fever that I'm working with.
Okay. So before we go on, I hope that you're not feeling anything over the lines. Is your head itching right now because you're talking to me? Or is it a process?
Well, yes, it is.
Are you feeling okay right now?
I was scratching my forehead as we were talking, so that was why I brought that one up. So
oh, no.
you do have allergies, that I know.
Okay. All right. And audience, this was not planned. I said, okay, I better ask him if he's going through some sensations right now.
Oh, I do, and I can tell you something else, but I, you know, we can do that later.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. And that's going to pique the rest of the audience interest, like, okay, what is going on with Dr. Ann right now? He can't talk about it on the telephone. That's okay. That's okay.
There's nothing dangerous. It's just
nothing,
you know,
dangerous.
It's just
fine.
An interesting observation.
Okay. All right. So just okay. So that puts you in a kind of precarious situation when you're meeting people all the time. So.
Yes, it does. And sometimes very uncomfortable positions, because if I'm not working for some, you know, if someone hasn't made an appointment and I'm just out and I meet somebody for the first time, if I touch them, I feel everything. And,
oh my.
And I can't always, you know, I'm told, because my guides actually will let me know if I need to speak to the person about a problem. If it's that severe,
mm-hmm.
I will be told to, and the telling is a discomfort for me, simply because it's like, you know, I always describe it as, what is it, NCIS, the TV show where Gibbs will slap somebody on the back of the head.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What I feel. My head actually snaps forward.
Oh,
to
no.
To tell them to, you know, to go forward and say, I feel this in you. You need to take care of it.
Oh, no. Well, actually, NCIS is one of my favorite television programs. And today is, you know, Independence Day here, and they've had a wonderful NCIS marathon. So, you know, I'm in my element when you talk about NCIS and Gibbs and slapping probies on the back of their head.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
But I also, you know, a lot of my work is very uncomfortable physically because, as I said, my body becomes theirs.
Mm.
So anything, any pain they're going through, I feel.
So when you were going through your own issues, your heart, the heart attacks and everything, and you were brought back, I would say, brought back into a new existence, did you think something was really off with you at that time? Because you had not experienced these gifts before. How did you know what was going on? And you mentioned your guides and people on the other side helping you through this. How did you know this was what?
What
you
was
tell
happening?
Us? Yeah, what was going on?
You know, I mean, I had gone, you know, through a healing process and was back to normal health.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, I was in a scooter. I could no longer walk more than about 10 feet. I was on oxygen 24 hours a day and taking all kinds of pills, including I stopped counting nitroglycerin tablets at 16 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to keep the pain level down. And when I could come off of all of those and feel comfortable, my first experience was walking through a Safeway grocery store and feeling so good about being able to walk through there rather than being in the scooter. And I walked a couple aisles and I was fine. Then all of a sudden I felt a sharp pain in my chest. And I grabbed onto the cart I was pushing and just kind of bent over and took a breath and go, it can't be coming back. And all of a sudden it went away. And I go, oh, okay. And I walked up to the next aisle, got to the end of the aisle, and it happened again. But this time I went down to my knees going, oh, that hurts. And I said, it can't be coming back. And it, you know, and then it went away right away. And the third time it happened, I looked around and the same person was walking by me that it walked by the first two times. And as soon as they got to the next aisle, the pain went away. So I let go of the cart, and I turned around and went around so I was close to that person again, and it happened again. And I realized that was the individual who had the heart problem.
And
it wasn't me. So it was learning that way. I mean, it was painful, but I learned that it was someone else's pain from now on. It wasn't mine anymore.
Well, how do you protect yourself? This is so very interesting, and I know we have so much to talk to. You have so much to share with us, but the one thing that's coming to me when you are relating that story about meeting this person down the aisle in the grocery store is that how do you distinguish and how do you protect yourself from being taken over by that pain, you know, if that pain is so severe or the itching could be so, you know, severe, how do you protect yourself from of actually taking on those conditions?
Well, if I'm out in a normal day, if I'm shopping or, you know, just out in a crowd, I put up shields to protect me. I can still feel some things, but nothing drastic. So if I'm near someone, if I'm very close to someone, I can feel a little bit of what's going on to give me a hint.
Yes.
But I don't feel pain. And then if I concentrate, I can, a single individual, I can pick up everything going on in them without really attaching to their spirit. And that's what I do, is attach to their spirit to feel everything. And that's only when I'm working or if I really need to communicate something to them. I have to be specific of what I feel so it matches what they feel. And I can tell them, you're feeling this because I am, and here's the problem.
Have you met other people like you?
Not many. actually, there are a couple, but that get it as clearly as I do, no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I still consider myself a work in progress.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I should say yes. Oh, my. And so that's with the humans. So now you also work with the animals. And when you talk about animals, what kind of animals? And if there's a stray dog or cat or if you're out in the desert or in the forest and there is a wild creature over there, oh my, do you ever go to the zoo?
I have. I actually went to the zoo specifically to see what I would hear.
Yes.
And I did the monkeys at the zoo. There are way too many and they were way too scattered.
Yes.
Thinking. There were a couple sets of tigers. One was by itself and I stopped to talk and, you know, asked if I could talk, and the tiger said, okay. And I said, you know, just wanted to ask. I said, where are you from? And said, Cleveland. Cleveland. Yeah, said Cleveland. And I couldn't verify.
Cleveland, like in Ohio?
As in Ohio. And I couldn't verify that one. So I said, I thanked the tiger, and I walked around the bend, and there were three tigers in the same area.
Okay.
And I stopped, and I said, can I talk to the alpha? And the one in the center that was laying there lifted her head and said, okay. And I said, you're the alpha? And, you know, the comment back was, I'm talking, aren't I?
Oh,
and I said, okay, thank you. And I said, where are you from? And she said, Cincinnati. And I said, okay, enough of the Ohio jokes. And she put her head down and stopped talking. and I went about 5 more feet, and there was a sign there about the 3 tigers. And it said they were found in a backyard in a Cincinnati neighborhood. And I went, oh, no. And I walked back, and I said, I'm really sorry. And she said, too late. So, yeah, I can hear any type of animal. I work with horses, dogs, cats. Like I said, I've talked to tigers. I've helped people find dogs that have run away and gotten lost. I just need a picture, and they can tell me where they are. So.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is amazing. Have you ever considered writing a book about your ventures?
I have considered, yes. It will take a while to write.
Oh, my goodness.
And some of the dog adventures alone are absolutely amazing.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 8 years now.
How many?
About 8 years.
About 8 years. And because you're working on, oh my gosh, in this type of field where you're going beyond, this is really going beyond the physical. So going beyond the physical is really metaphysical here. And
yes.
Do you consider this a spiritual life mission or purpose in your life now? You have dedicated your life, turned your life over to this type of work now, I'm thinking, right?
Yes, totally. Because looking at my path, and you only see your path looking backwards.
Yes.
And all the work I did before was different than this. I didn't believe in any of the stuff I do now. Growing up, you know, when it first came out, I saw Dr. Doolittle, and I said that would be so fabulous to be able to talk to animals. But growing up, it was animals can't talk, and that was a belief.
Yes.
they were just animals. I never really understood why my dog growing up, I could walk out of my bedroom and look at the dog and say, your water dish is empty, isn't it? And walk in, and the dish was empty. Never understood how I knew.
Uh-huh.
Now I do. I've always had the ability, but my path led me from place to place to get, for my heart to get worse and worse and worse, to where I had to give up trying to control my life. I moved out here, moved out to Phoenix to die, because I was told I had a year to live. Find a place where you're comfortable and enjoy the last year.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
I gave up so that I could be healed and do the work I'm supposed to do, which is helping animals and helping people.
Oh, my goodness. And how does this connect with being a master energy practitioner? Is this in addition to that, or
well,
is
that's,
this something
that's part
else?
Of the healing. As a healer,
mm-hmm.
I am a practitioner. I teach classes to help other people become practitioners in master energy medicine, and it's just it is spiritual and energy healing, a type of spiritual and energy healing. To help the people release all of the negative energies, and since everything on Earth is just energy,
yes,
it is, and that's all it is. And when you learn how to help release and pull energy out of people, your body heals. It's a God-given gift. Your body knows perfect. It goes back to perfect when the negative energies are out. So it's a practice of learning what each energy feels like coming out.
Yes.
And how to pull it.
And do you find this Is it easy or is it difficult for you to do this? I mean, in the last 8 years, I know you are constantly developing your abilities and these gifts. So right now, where are you? Is it easy or is it difficult to use these gifts and to work with the energy?
For me, it's easy because I understand it. I feel it, and if I, you know, a lot of it is knowing what the person carries in their body.
Yes.
So if I miss something, and it's, I don't know too many times in the last 8 years that I've missed anything in anybody. If I'm missing it physically, I'm told, I mean, the words actually come up in front of my face, what the hell have released from them.
Okay.
It's saying, you know, triggers that hold on to the negative energy that is causing them illness.
Wow.
And for me, it's easy to do that. It's difficult and sometimes tiring, but it's still easy. The hard part, I mean, healing actually is very easy. The hard part is getting past the individual's conscious and unconscious mind. Their subconscious mind holds on to everything that they've learned in the past. All the things that, oh, this doesn't work, and, you know, once you have this disease, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's
No. And I've had clients that were, the night before I worked on one client, his wife was told that he had 2 weeks to live. He was dying of leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on him, and 6 days later, he was released from the hospital cancer-free.
Oh, isn't that a blessing? Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's, you know, what Western medicine tells you is really the truth, because they cover up, they rarely cure a disease. All they do is cover up or put things into remission for a while.
Well, Glenn, my gosh, that is amazing. And definitely, yes, these are precious gifts that was given to you so that you can help humankind and all of the animal kingdom. And I'm quite sure that with these gifts, I just had to ask this, do animals seek you out? Is there an underground, word of mouth saying, we're looking
yes,
for Glenn?
Yes, there is. Actually, there is. A lot of times animals will act up and do things that they never do to get the human companion's attention. So they'll call me. And when I go out, they'll say, the dog's doing this, this, and this. And I'll look at the dog, and they go, ask her how she's feeling.
Mm.
And I'll ask, and they go, oh, we didn't want to call you on that. I'm going, that's why the dog acted up. It's because you're feeling ill.
Oh,
and
I'll
go, oh, okay. And then all of the dog's behavior stops, misbehavior, I should say, stops. Because the dog got everything out to the point of, okay, it's about the human, it's not about me.
So how can our listening audience get in touch with you for an intuitive reading or for themselves or for their pets?
There are two ways. My phone number is 623-824-4288, and my website is whispertohealing.com, and that's T-O, it's not the number. It's just the three words, whispertohealing.com.
Okay. All right. And do you have a website that they can go to?
That is the website.
Okay. All right.
And if they just want to send me an email, it would just be Glenn, G-L-E-N, at whispertohealing.com.
Well, Glenn, it has been a wonderful to have you on the Joy of Wealthy Living program. And guess what? We're going to have you back on here where we can spend a little bit more time with you so that you can talk more about what you do with humans. And when you are listening and communicating with the animals. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. And everybody, please come back and join us next week on The Joy of Wealthy Living. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, or email her at drann@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.
Okay.